In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
All right, so today we're going to talk about advice for lesbians from lesbians over 25, because I know we don't look like we're over 25, but we are over 25.
And barely.
Barely, you know what I'm saying? We're 26. But this topic is actually something by a good friend of ours named Bright Like Sunny. Y'all can check her out on TikTok. Y'all probably be seeing her all the time. But she used to do these videos where she gives advice on different, you know, topics. I was like, oh, it's dope. We can't get up here yet because she's in H-Town, but when she do come to Atlanta, we definitely gonna have her up here as well. But today we're gonna get into it.
That's why y'all arguing and just makeup. Yeah.
All right, y'all, that makeup sex stuff, it's not cute.
Oh, you be I loving you.
I didn't mean it. I'm so sorry. It's not cute.
You're mine. Yeah. It gets real toxic.
Well, I used to love talking about, you know, who wants some makeup.
You ain't going nowhere. Y'all having the best sex. No. Why you think I'm problematic or something?
No.
You're lying. Damn, Britt.
You're not problematic at all.
Whole lot of gay shit.
Hey, what's going on? It's Boss Britt the Most Lit.
What's up? It's your girl, DJ Excel.
And this is
the No Homo Show,
where everything we talk about
is homo as f***.
Gay. What's up, everybody? Welcome back.
We back in this beer.
Yeah.
You hear me? Shout out to everybody tuned in. Shout out to everybody locked in on our Patreon, everybody on our podcast. If you haven't checked out our Patreon, check it out now, y'all, because we growing and it's going to come to a point where that's the only way you're going to see some exclusive.
Period.
Yeah.
Tell me who you loyal to.
We got to recap all your singing things. Somebody said, I seen it in the comments, we should recap where Excel say, I hate you. To you all the time.
Yes. That's
you
our
be
favorite
saying
thing
stuff.
To say.
Y'all you. Be like, bro, I hate you. And I'm like, damn, that probably would come out bad.
Yeah.
Like,
this is how she treat me up here, y'all.
That's just my way of like, I mean, you can't hate somebody if you ain't love them.
Ooh, that's toxic. You serious? That's some toxic shit right there, man.
Hey, it made sense to me.
Okay. Y'all stuck with us today. Oh, by the way, make sure you keep your post notification turned on because we got some exclusive content coming out. About to be the summertime. We about to be outside. I can't believe it's about to be summer, though. That's wild.
Talking about outside, like...
That's crazy to me.
Y'all, we are going to be in a lot of y'all cities, mm-hmm. Okay? So, you know, we going to be in New Orleans.
Yeah, what's up, baby? June 15th. We out there finally at NOLA Black Pride for the pool party.
The crazy thing is when I post that on my story, like, I had hella people like, can I stay in y'all Airbnb?
Huh?
Yeah. Can I come with y'all? Look, we got a hotel room. You get a hotel room. Meet us out there.
Yes, we can link up.
Hello?
We can't have a sleepover.
Hello?
What the heck is going on? Y'all want some beignets, boy. Hey, when I went to New Orleans last time, I could not shake that weight. I was only there for like 3 days. I was down bad for like 2-3 weeks.
Yo, one thing. All right, so I've been trying to like consistently like work out and just eat better. But what I realized is, like, one bad meal, you get on that scale, that's another pound.
Yeah.
Like, overnight.
Fair. It's not fair.
No, it's insane. What do you do?
Well, just gotta eat healthy as much as you can.
Yeah. It's like, just
don't have
one...
a cheat meal per day, per week. Don't
oh, be, per day
them,
is crazy.
Cut them cheat meals out, because some of y'all love them cheat meals. Cut that out.
Now I'm thinking every cheat meal is, like, taking me back.
Yeah, it will. Because when we think about it, like, we eat shit that's, like, what, 1,100 calories? Like, I'm at, like, a 2,500 per day. So, like, if I ate one meal, that's, like, 1,200 calories, bitch. Yeah.
That's it.
That's crazy. That's some nuggets.
Yo.
Miss Nuggets.
Yo. And you know what? That's where you would kind of fuck up at is when we was drunk.
Yeah,
oh, after the club, we and whatever.
Yeah, don't maybe go to the Waffle House. Waffle House, that meal gotta be at least.
Hold on, actually, you did 30, just 000. Say
I didn't go. Okay. I was going to cookout. Yeah, I didn't go.
She did. All right. She wasn't drunk. She was sober as fuck going to cookout.
I didn't eat before I went out. So I was hungry after the club, but I ended up eating in the house because I'm trying to do more of that and less of the spending. And it's working.
Yeah.
Because a bitch be. Yeah. Tell me who you're lying to. But I'm eating good in New Orleans, so make sure y'all pull up on us because we're going to be out there.
Nah, facts. And just other cities we're pulling up to, it's going to be lit. We're pulling up to Boston.
July 5th.
Come on.
I think that's a pool party too, I think, low-key.
Bitches, we pool. Oh, am I working on my pool?
Hello?
Yeah, body, okay? My summer body.
Yeah.
A bitch going to have a tan this year, all right?
Correct.
Last year, we was working so much. We didn't do the boat last year, did we?
We didn't.
Like, usually, we rent a boat out here in Atlanta. We be outside, y'all. Even when we was in Miami, we wasn't outside. This year, I'm outside.
Okay, period.
Fuck that.
Outside and sober.
Okay? Damn. Give me a hook. I'm good.
Yeah, give me
I'm
a
good.
Hook.
I gotta kick one habit at a time. You ready for Skittles and Brews?
Let's get into it. Can we start over and just use the ones we already used, or y'all think y'all gonna remember them?
Because one thing for sure, I do not remember.
I don't remember shit. I'll be like, yo,
I get the same one wrong.
Exactly.
Like, what the fuck? All the lesbian shit is just like.
Lesbian, familiar.
Why do lesbians make great mechanics?
Oh, I don't know that one. I mean, if y'all know it, I hope you get it right. If not, take that shot.
Why do?
Yeah, shot glass. Make good mechanics, lesbian mechanic.
Because they want to rev your engine.
They want to who?
Rev.
What rev mean?
Like startup.
Okay, come on. Big words.
I think.
Rev.
Don't it, right? Yeah.
I know revenue.
I'm weak.
I know rev and run. Okay.
It sounded good. What's your?
They like to get under the hood.
Okay. That's a good one.
Not too shy.
Because you hardly ever have good one. All right, it's number three.
All right, let's see. Gabies, let's see if y'all got it right. If not, take a shot. If you got it right, take a shot. If you got it wrong, take a shot. I don't give a damn. It's shot o'clock. Oh, wow, this shady as hell. Because they can fix anything except a straight woman. First of all, it's dumb as hell. Second of all, it's shady as hell. It's kind of correct, though. Y'all can't fix no straight women.
Hello.
And that's kind of one.
Hey, talk about mechanics, bro. I don't trust mechanics. I'm going to just throw that out.
I don't trust them at all.
For real. Even, especially, I think I'm taking my Jaguar to the Jaguar mechanic. You know we was raised to not go there.
Yeah.
We was raised, if you go there, that's going to be the most expensive
tax
spot.
Tax it up.
But sometimes when you try to save a few dollars, you end up regretting.
Yeah, when you got a certain kind of car, especially like a Jaguar, you gotta go.
Bruh, so I just went and I was like, yo, I got something wrong with my brake. Like, my brake light was up, but my brake was still working. Like, everything was fine. It was just the light.
Yeah.
So he said, all right, well, it looks like you're under warranty. I'm gonna go file the claim and see whatever, right? Because I had like 1,000 miles left under my warranty. So anyway, I originally went there for an oil change.
Yeah.
So I get the oil. First of all, the oil change is $300.
What?
Yeah.
You had like a annual thing or something?
Yeah.
Or?
So So the dope, the benefit, it sounds crazy, right? $300. But the benefit is you only need one oil change a year.
Oh, okay.
And they clean your car out and shit. And like they have a lounge with, I mean, this is, you know, the regular mechanic shop.
Yeah.
You got them dirty chairs that you sit
Ooh,
in.
I used to hate that.
Look, it be cold. They got a little heater in the corner. No. Right? So, all right. But $300 for the whole year, I could do that.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so I go to pay my $300. He was like, it's $600. And I'm like, why? He was like, oh, because you're, because we had to just like analyze and see what was wrong with your brakes. It's not covered under
Damn.
The warranty. It's like, see? I should have went to the hood because the hood would call me up like, yo, it's going to cost it.
Yeah,
you're not
like,
covered.
Why didn't tell you before?
Yeah, it's going to cost $300. Do you want us to check? Y'all, let me tell y'all this. I'm driving with my brake light on right now.
It's still on.
Yeah, because they said, oh, but it'll come off of the tab that it costs $1,200 to fix. You know what, sir? If my brakes actually ain't fucked up, I'll get back to y'all.
No, for real. So you paid it?
The $300?
Yeah, the $600.
Yeah.
Ooh, I would have, hey, y'all, I would have flipped that.
And the crazy thing is, I
upside down.
Yeah, like, why you ain't, first of all, you're texting me all the updates. You know what I'm saying? So why you ain't say, oh, that pissed me off because.
Skep.
Yeah, and it kind of made me feel like, damn, because I'm at Jaguar, y'all think I got it like that?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just fucked up. I don't give a fuck. All right. Jaguar. Sorry, y'all. Britt already afraid of me venting and
girl,
shit.
Y'all, she been up here. I just be guilty by association. This
that's
girl
a
got
lie.
I would think I would be airing out more people than her. This girl, every. I think she got somebody today.
No, I'm not trying. First of all, tell them what we tell them what we're going to talk about today, and then before we get into it,
okay,
I'll just catch y'all up on life.
All right, so today we're going to talk about advice for lesbians from lesbians over 25, because I know we don't look like we over 25, but we are over 25,
and barely.
You know what I'm saying? We 26, but this topic is actually something by a good friend of ours named Bright Like Sunny. Y'all can check her out on TikTok. Y'all probably be seeing her all the time, but she used to do these videos where she gives advice on different, you know, topics. I was like, oh, it's dope. We can't get up here yet because she's in H-Town, but when she do come to Atlanta, we definitely gonna have her up here as well. But today we're gonna get into it, basically give y'all our advice, because we do have a lot of young viewers out there and older, so it might apply to you as well.
And I'll say, like, yo, we used to think we knew it all.
I'm trying to tell
and
you.
And I think 10 years from now, we're gonna look back and be true. Like, damn, I ain't know that.
That's facts.
So, but before we get into it.
Oh, shit, y'all.
Why does she think it's something bad?
What? Is it? Y'all scared?
No, there's just a few things since we're here today that I just want. It's not nothing bad. Stop doing that. It's just little things. It's not that big of a deal.
Oh, say not flat.
All right. So I just want to real quick talk about like this story, the situation my sister was in. And I want to get your like opinion on it, right? Okay. Because she works. She's a server. This is the first topic.
Oh, shit.
So look, I'm going to make it quick, though. But she worked. She's a server, right? And she was serving at a table full of, like, ladies from the church.
Yeah.
And they were asking, like, if they could pray for her.
Ooh.
Right? So, you know, when you think if somebody says, can you pray for me? Like, you're not going to say no.
Right.
So then they're like, is anything going on? And she was saying, like, my sister... the date my sister passed away is approaching and my mom is going through it. She's going through it and all that. So they start praying. And while they're like praying for her, like healing and all that, they're like, please help her find her sexuality, Lord. And all this, right?
Oh.
And she said she just like looked up like, damn, I thought y'all like. She was like, at first she was getting kind of like emotional. Like, yeah. You know, when somebody said, can you pray? And you were actually going through a tough time.
Right.
But in the midst of the prayer, they said, help her find her identity and sexuality.
That's so disrespectful.
What would you do?
Hold on, man. Let me see here. They was black?
Yeah.
Black ladies.
Yeah. You know the church ladies. Y'all know.
You know what I would have said? Fuck y'all. Fuck is wrong with y'all bitches. Man, that's so disrespectful, man. I would have had to politely, in the best way that I can, inform them on how rude that is, how disrespectful that is, how, like you said, but I was looking forward
to
a prayer.
This
you
is at
me?
Your job, so like you don't want to insult the people neither.
Damn. Come out. Come see me outside real quick. I'm going to clock out.
You're going to tell Jesus disciples?
I'm going to clock out. Jesus disciples is crazy. Wow, I don't know what I would do in that situation because that's so rude to me. I would have just flat out, and I would have, if I would have got a little, like, nasty with him, I would have told my manager, like, bro, respectfully, like, lady said she wanted to pray for me. I told her I'm going through shit. She said I'm here talking about my sexuality. That offended me. And if my job fired me, I'm suing them. Fuck.
Yo, so, the crazy thing is, if y'all don't know my sister, she's gangster as fuck. And I said, what did you say? She was just like, yo, bro. I was shocked. I couldn't really say nothing. I said, did you say amen at the end? She was like, I don't even know, bro.
Yeah, because that's like...
It's shocking, right? Because I would be like, I'll probably be... hold up. But I don't know what I would have done. But she did say, like, she talked to her manager after. Her manager was like, yo, if you would have addressed them, I wouldn't have done nothing, you know? But you just never know because a whole bunch of older ladies saying they felt insulted by you or something, it could turn into something.
Yeah, because you know they're going to play victim.
Yeah.
And then it's the fact that, like, because clearly she don't have on anything to say, I'm gay. What if she's just, like, a tomboy? I know. But they still, I mean, it was a proper assumption. It was dead on, but it's still like, what made y'all even just...
That's shady.
Bring that up.
So now that makes me, it's that's crazy because I never thought about this, but if somebody says, can I pray for you? You don't even know if their prayer is really for you.
Nah, for real.
So like now I'm thinking, would I be like, no, I'm okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But that's like, think about somebody really praying and it's not even really for you, but they think it is.
That's crazy. I just seen Donnie, what's his name? Donnie, you know Donnie Hathaway? I think it's Donnie Hathaway. Hathaway. He's like a gospel singer. He was preaching and he was talking about how he had to deal with feelings towards homosexuality and like try to make some like, yeah, I had to go to God and he healed me. And I don't like when people be doing that as if what we doing, I know it's a sin, but we all sinners, bro.
I ain't even going to say it's a sin. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm not. That's like if somebody was, and not comparing this to disability at all.
Yeah, yeah.
But if somebody is born with a disability or something like that, that's not against them. You can't hold that against them or you know what I'm saying? Like, this is how I was born. Created. And I do feel like some people can, I think we talked about this. I mean, we had done 150 damn episodes.
Okay, hello,
but like,
shout out to
I
y'all.
Do feel like some people are influenced to be gay and some people are born that way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like, yeah, if you just tried it out, but you know, you still want D and you're, I'm trying to be censored. Fuck you. Oh, I said I'm trying to be censored. See, you just took me, you're, girl, you done got me provoked. You done provoked me. But I definitely, off camera we was talking about it. I ain't gonna go into it yet.
Yeah.
We'll go into that a whole other episode. But like, I definitely don't like when people
don't.
I love when people say they found God, but I hate when they say they found God and bash being gay.
Yeah, like, that's not right.
I found God, he saved me, he turned my life around. Like, he can do that for you.
Yeah.
But that don't mean, like, he might have showed you your soulmate that might be the opposite sex, but damn, you don't gotta bash us over here. We good.
We chilling.
But, that's all right, weird. So I had another thing. Why are you so nervous? This just, like, blew my mind. It's not even, I don't even know if I just was like, damn. All right. So the other night I was DJing for the Gay Boys.
Yeah.
And Saucy Santana was outside, which we know he always is.
Yeah, I heard he got a whole calendar where he goes to certain spots on days.
He be pulling the boys out.
Yeah, he do.
Okay. And one thing about Saucy Santana is like, he a hood motherfucker and he loves some ratchet shit.
Sure
all right.
Love.
But he definitely was performing his song Bounce. It's a dope. Yeah. Thank you.
I don't know words.
Right? But then this is just like, I'm just peeping stuff. And this is what I felt like was going on. Yeah. But it's just like.
And you sober too.
Yeah, but maybe not. So this is just, I just wanted to share it with you, right?
Yeah.
So there was like, Salsa Santana was in a section, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of towards like the end of the night, so it started slowing down or whatever. And there was like this like manly, masculine gay man on stage. But like, I'm talking about like, he looked very masculine.
Mm-hmm.
He had the beard. He had like big clothes. Like,
was it Chef D?
Who's Chef D?
Santana X. He looks so straight, but he's so gay.
No, I don't. Okay. No.
Okay.
But that must be his type, though.
Yes, he likes.
Okay.
Trey, he likes
no,
Trey.
Because you could tell, like, so it from my observation, it didn't look like they knew each other. But
okay.
Of course, he knows Saucy.
Yeah.
And Saucy kind of like pointing him out like this, right? So the dude like, right?
I'm not like, you sitting there watching like.
Yeah, I'm peeping, right? Right. So the dude like this. And then this work started fucking me up. So
yeah.
Saucy like, the dude ran off stage. And I'm like, bro, you gotta keep it cool. I know.
Nah, running is right. Crazy.
So then I see like Saucy talking to him. He's standing there, you know what I mean? Like, it looked like they getting to know each other. This is all me just watching. I ain't hear shit, right? Bro, I look back like 4 minutes later, Saucy over here like this. The dude is holding the fan to Saucy.
What?
And I'm like, bro, you're never going to be the main man. Like, he done bitched you and you look like the
so
gangster.
Quick. You ran over there and then got the fan duty.
Yo, and you just like went from like a gangster ass nigga to like a soft ass motherfucker.
That's crazy.
Like if I, granted, I'm married, but like if I started talking, like if I went to somebody the first 5 minutes
no.
And you got me holding your fan, I'm a bitch.
You know what though? Would I do that?
I'll do that for my wife now. Yeah. What? You're hot here, girl.
But single, you wouldn't do it?
Huh?
Like if you were single?
Hell nah. You want a drink? You want whatever? But I'm not about to be your fucking fan, man.
Damn, that's crazy. Yeah, that was easy, too. Motherfucker said, come here, hold my fan.
And I was just thinking, and the way the dude ran off, like, it just, damn, you just look so mad.
Who was this man? We need to find this man to ask him what the heck happened.
That's how I seen it from my eyes.
Yeah.
So
I wonder if that was Chef D though, because Chef D definitely been back in town.
But it looked, but the way it looked, they looked like they ain't know. Especially if Santana's pointing at his ex.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be like.
Right.
So I don't know, but you can show me what he looked like, because I don't know, but.
We had Chef D at our party in Miami. Shout out to Miami. Make sure y'all come party with us by the City Miami Fest. Let me show you Chef D. Because it's the one that he always going back to. He looks straight.
Okay, there's definitely, no, there's definitely not him.
But don't he give like.
Yeah, but that's what the other dude gave. Yeah. So it was, so that's
saucy,
your sign.
Like the trade.
But that's what I'm saying. So you just went from trade to like being his bitch. Yeah. In that's my head, I felt like, bro, you failed the test.
Hey, saucy be on that TikTok.
Because you can't look too excited. Bro, the way he ran off stage, like, are they calling me? No, bruh, you got to be hyping your head, but you got to walk like, hold up.
But I do be wondering why, because, like, he be on live on TikTok, and he was talking to this, like, you know people who be doing the battles all the time. Yeah. Like, he ended up talking to one of them people, and people was like, yo, why you, because they see Santana as, like, a big celebrity. Right. It's like, why would you talk to, like, a person that just be live on TikTok?
Hey, some TikTok people be going up.
No, that's what I'm saying. I respect him for not like feeling like he's such a celebrity that he can't talk to whoever you want to fucking talk to. Like, I feel like you should be able to talk to whoever you want to. And he probably bitching all these niggas, honestly.
I mean, it ain't too many. Well, there are a lot of dudes and gay boys in the industry. So yeah, I just was like, all right, there's just one last thing I just want to talk about.
We was clear.
Just one last thing. But it ain't nothing too bad. Okay, but. Cool. I don't know if y'all remember a while ago, I was saying how, like, I had a conversation with my dad where he was like, first of all, I've been in Atlanta for 10 years, and my dad never came up to visit me or nothing. All right, that's my dad.
All right, my bad.
You got to relax. Wow, bitch, I heard the ass.
Oh,
yo, you got to relax, bro.
Oh, my bad. You're right.
That I'm doing too much. Damn, I heard the.
That's funny as hell.
All right, so anyway, he just hit me randomly. Well, basically, he was saying when we had a conversation before, like, I don't feel comfortable coming there and just being around, like, basically a whole bunch of gay shit. You know what I'm saying? Because if he stood at my house, it would be me and my wife's house. But, of course, we ain't going to do nothing weird, but it's still my wife, so whatever.
Yeah.
So that kind of made me mad, kind of made me a little, like, fuck this. You know what I mean? He's probably not watching this, so I ain't too worried if he sees this. But anyway, he just randomly texted me and was like, hey, I'm thinking about coming up in May. And I was like, okay. But I really wanted, like, no. So the crazy thing is, in my head, I'm like, what is making him, like, say this? Me and my sister kind of fell
Cinco
back.
Cinco de Mayo.
It's after Cinco de Mayo. You fucking racist. I hate you. I hate you.
Oh, man. He coming for Cinco de Mayo.
I hate you. But anyway, so, like, it made me think, like, what is it? But I ain't ask him. But I did say, to make him feel comfortable, because if somebody says, yo, I'm coming to, if your friend says I'm coming to Atlanta,
yeah,
in my head, I'm thinking, do they want to stay with me or not?
Right, yeah.
So I told him, hey, like, you're welcome to stay with me, or I can let you know hotels nearby, you know what I mean? Because we got a guest bedroom. He ain't text back after that. But that's where we left off at. So maybe he's
a bad texter? Like,
I mean, he's 60. He's in his 60s. So, okay. You know, it is what it is.
So you think he ignored the text, or do you think he
just... Oh, you know, I got bigger things to worry about. You know, I just put it out there. We'll see. I'm not stressing it, but I did want to, like, update y'all. Like, hey, it might take, you know,
some time
being above your, since we're talking about over 25,
yeah.
that your parents come along. And I ain't going to lie, like, at this age in my life, like, I'll check on my dad, but like, if you don't show that you're there for me 100%, I'm not too pressed on being there for you 100%.
I feel you. You know,
and as a kid, I would like, of course, call my dad and stuff, even though if he ain't calling me or whatever. But at this age, like, no, we're both grown. Like, I'm not about to keep doing this. You know what I mean? And
why I'd be like that with dad? It's like, you could call me.
Yeah, I don't know.
My dad's be checking on me, but I did have to have that conversation. Like, nigga, no, I'm not about to be the only one reaching out.
Yeah.
Period.
And what I just realized is, like, when I look at my dad's upbringing, he ain't have no love from his parents. So I do think he did the best he could, even though it wasn't amazing.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a deadbeat dad, you know what I mean? But I think he just was always dealing with his own demons.
You know what I heard the other day, and I was like, damn, that makes sense. People was like, what was I watching? I don't remember what I was watching. Basically, they were saying, like, we look at our parents like that's all they are. But they had a whole life before we got here. So just like, you know, we're their first kid, like, that's their first time being a parent. So we can't really expect them to get it or to not make mistakes, or, you know what I'm saying, to where we grow up and we got all this resentment. It's like, yo, talk to your parents and figure out what is the disconnect, because it's literally their first time being a parent. And even if it's not their first time, they did have
they
a learning. Whole life.
Yeah,
they're going through it just like you are. So, because I be thinking about that, like, when I become a parent, like, I got all this shit set in my mind. But, like, if I'm a busy person and I'm always traveling and I'm not really there, my kid might grow up and be like, nigga, you wasn't around.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, I was going trying to get the money for you. And they're like, no, I wanted you to be there.
Yeah.
So it'd be two different perspectives when it comes to, like, trying to understand where your parents are coming from. And I think that a lot of people should look at it like that. Like, yo, they ain't know no better.
Yo, that's a fact. And like, when I look at my dad's upbringing, like, literally didn't know any better. Hasn't seen any better. Like, sometimes, you know, obviously we know right from wrong, but sometimes when you're raised in an environment, like, you might not know how to do it really right. You know what I'm saying? And
that's
like, when I recently went to my aunt's funeral, and I was talking to my dad's side of family, and they were talking about their upbringing. Like, it was really, really bad.
Yeah.
Like, my dad got kicked out, like, at 14 because his dad's wife didn't like him and shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
imagine,
and it's like,
at 14,
yeah,
like,
by your dad. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, I'm thankful you was in my life.
Because
at that point, like, how much can you expect from somebody that didn't know no love? So
that's true.
Yeah, so one step at a time. I'm just updating y'all on gay life stuff.
I hope
you know
come
what I'm saying?
Around at the crib and maybe I can go out to eat or something.
Yeah, what you mean?
Like, go out to hang out.
Oh,
I'll be coming to hang with you, not just be like, hey, I'm out. Like, damn, you ain't even come say hi to me.
Oh, no. He better be with me. Like,
okay,
what else are you up here for?
I don't know. Cinco de Mayo. That's what it's giving. I would be in Atlanta for Cinco de Mayo too. Hey, Atlanta be lit during Cinco de Mayo. It's
all black
thing.
People. I don't see not one Mexican.
It's the weirdest thing. Like, it really go up in the city. Or maybe he coming for Memorial Day weekend.
Actually,
you know the dates?
Actually, it's the Monday after Magic City, Miami.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Daddy about to come to Magic City.
Okay.
Oh, he coming on a Monday, you said? Oh, no, he's about to go. He's about to get some pool pool.
He's coming to Atlanta.
He going to Magic City. Come
I
on now.
You. Oh, Magic City.
Yeah.
Oh, I would say.
Oh, Messi Miami Fest. Nah, he going to Magic City, Atlanta.
Yeah,
strippers.
I
got
to decide what
bitches.
I want to take my dad to.
Take him to the booty club.
Yeah.
Have y'all ever done something like that together?
Well, actually, you know, you heard of Claremont Lounge?
No.
You haven't heard of Claremont Lounge?
That's strip club?
Yeah, but have you ever heard of it?
It was the old strippers, the old head ladies?
Yes.
Oh, I have heard of it.
So.
Ain't you been there, huh? You been there?
I've been there. It is.
Wait, why was you there?
Because it's entertaining as fuck. My boy DJ Knowledge wanted to go, and he loved it. Not for, like, a sexual reason. It's because, y'all, all right, Claremont Lounge in Atlanta is, like, 50 plus. You got to be at least 50, and they're strippers. All right, so, like, the one lady's titties is like this. Y'all, they barely moving. They like this. They tired. Bitch.
So they really just showing up as they are.
Bitch, they're tired.
Anybody had their body done or, like?
The one lady, she obviously had, like, crazy implants because they were just huge, but long and huge.
Oh, my God. But I got to go there.
I'm saying it's something. It's not. It's like a bar strip.
Okay.
Like, so, like, the stage for them is behind the bar, so you just throwing one. So it's like, no, it's entertaining, and like the beers and drinks is probably like $10. Like, it's super cheap. But
yo, that's crazy.
I think I'm gonna just like, yeah, I'm about to take you somewhere and show it there. He gonna be pissed.
He was mad as fuck. Like, yo, where the fuck you bought
me? He thought he was gonna see some baddies. Right. He gonna see some saggies.
Okay.
Hello. Cause why'd you try
not
to look at
so saggies?
Why'd you try to look at women with me?
Nah, I definitely gotta go there just to get the experience. Cause that concept is crazy.
Yeah, because who said your career got to end? Because remember, we talked about like dancers having like a deadline and never really reaching it.
They got
a deadline. Oh, shit. All right. I hate you.
Rebuke.
I know.
Hey, Evie, we need no ladies up here to pray for Excel. She acting crazy.
Nah, I don't want nobody pray for me at this point.
Hey, yo. Is that it?
Yeah, man.
I thought she had grievances today, y'all. Okay, that's not where
Brent prayed that we going to start some traction, y'all. But anything we ever talked about has been some real shit. I'll just stop holding my tongue. But
yeah, I feel you.
You all right?
I feel relieved.
Okay.
I feel good, y'all.
She get on my nerve. She was so scared. Why you think I'm problematic or something?
No.
You're lying. Damn, Brent.
You're not problematic at all. Well, you trying to say it's like to me trying to convince yourself, you're not problematic. No, you're not problematic. I don't know why I can't say that without like say it like that. But no, you're not problematic.
Wow.
No, I don't think you're problematic. I just you're just a cancer.
I'm a loose like
you're not loose anything. Okay. A loose cannon?
Yeah.
No, like, you're not a loose cannon. All
right.
No.
Oh, I'm emotional? Bitch. All right, keep it moving, because I'm about to snap.
I'm like, I don't think we want to do this. Turn the cameras off. We ain't be sitting up here for 2 hours, but we could talk, man. Yo. That's why the podcast works. Yo. We ain't even talking about nothing on the car.
I'm sorry. Because I just
I don't give a fuck shit. I got nothing to do.
This some gay shit I need to get off my chest. Y'all the only people I could tell it to.
No, for real.
You know what I'm saying?
That's your daddy?
No, it's a spam risk. Yeah, he still ain't text me back.
Dang, boy, let's give him a benefit of the doubt. He's older guy.
Yeah.
Texting ain't his forte.
He be texting him. All right, never mind.
He texted me one text, huh?
Yeah. Hold up. I know y'all are enjoying the episode right now, but we want to talk a little more about shopstarship.com.
Yes, y'all. Listen, we always talking about Starship. And we going to keep talking about Starship. Why? Because you should go there like yesterday, okay? Whether you got a long-term relationship, whether you got a sneaky link, even if you just need personal needs.
Listen, I encourage y'all to go to their website because you're going to get the top of the top adult toys. All right, you need to add something new to that relationship, baby.
I'm telling you, sis.
Or you know, just surprise your girl real quick.
Okay,
you know, so go to shopstarship.com right now.
Mm-hmm. You get 15% off with our code no homo show. 15% off no homo show.
Hope y'all have a good night.
Ow.
Hey, one thing about motherfuckers, they other day.
Wait.
All right, this is what I'm gonna say. All right, look. We throw events, right? You know what I'm saying? So I think it's so funny when you're like trying to like work with somebody and like they're kind of blowing you off. But then once they see something they can get out of you, they're on it and the communication is dead on, spot on. But like you look at your messages and you're like, yeah, just text me. They never text you, but all of a sudden they want to get into a party for free. And now they know how to text your fucking phone. I don't get it.
I just think if we don't talk on a regular, like if we don't work together on a regular,
yeah,
don't text me and tell me you're coming to my party because for real, it makes me feel like you want me to say,
right,
you want to be added to the
and
list.
Then I'm so
I would
nice
love
that
even if I fuck with you, if I fuck with you, just show up and surprise me. I'm gonna be happy you're there.
I'm gonna get you a drink. Yeah. I'm gonna take care of you when you get there. You're
but
gonna get
like,
something.
Like. Just support, and I'm gonna be happy to see you. But it is weird when, like, bro, you making it sound like you're showing me love, but really it's not
it's working
that.
For you. It's benefiting you. So now your communication is on.
And
point.
I mean, I don't want to get fucked up. Like, there's some people that's like, yo, you hit me up, bro. We got you with a section and stuff. Like, that's dope.
We be showing mad.
It's just gets so weird sometimes.
It just gotta be reciprocated.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying?
It.
That's all I want.
That's
like,
it.
I don't want you to do nothing for me that I ain't gonna do for you. Well, that's however we can benefit one another, let's do it like that. But I do think that's yeah. crazy because somebody just did that. Dating younger women. Okay. Now this right here, this gets sticky for multiple reasons. Because sometimes your only option is younger women. If it ain't
gay women. Option.
Ain't nobody gay. Like, say if you like in a small town, right?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody, you can't find no gay people for real. But the young bitches gay. Young bitches do be gay. I don't know why the young bitches, they be like.
Because they be experimenting.
They be freaky. They don't even be gay. They just be curious and just with the shits.
Bitch, I was freaky and young.
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie.
And I got friends who date younger people. All right. And I just be looking at them like, yo, I don't think, you know, you should be dating. But I get that that's all you can kind of find right now.
Yeah.
But like, what age gap do we want to advise people to try to stay within?
I do think, like, we talked about this a lot, but I think, like, that teenage year to, like, that, the age gap needs to be shorter than, like, let's say, you're 40 and 48. That don't make a big difference.
Yeah, because y'all both grow.
But if you're, like, 18 and 26, that does make a big difference.
It do. What about 21?
First of all, I think if you're 21 mm-hmm. and you're like that 21 that like actually drinks and goes out, you need to date somebody that's 21 as well. Mm-hmm. Or that's like 20, about to be 21.
Yeah.
Like, I do think that causes a whole thing. Like, if you're 21, they're 18, you can go live life.
Yeah.
And they can't. That gets weird. You know what I'm saying? And not like weird looking, but it's just like, you might be a little controller or something. Yeah, dang, you out. Why are you at the club all the time? Okay, so.
21. What about 21?
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
32. That's my friend gap. Hey, friend, sorry. I'm not going to say your name.
21, 32.
What can you get from a 21-year-old?
Yeah.
When I think about me at 21, nah, I ain't gonna lie, I was on my shit. All right. But the average woman at 21, they don't really got too much because they're figuring it out. I just don't feel like I feel like that's like, I don't want to say grooming, but I feel like that's like, you feel like you can control them. Do you feel like that?
I don't know. It really depends on the person, but I will say y'all are in two different mind spaces.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When I first moved here, I was talking to a girl. She was definitely 21 because I met her outside, you know what I mean? Like at a club or something. But she was like finishing her last year of college, right?
See?
But
how old was you?
I don't know, but I was probably like 27 or something, or 28. But for real. I've been with my wife 8 years. Don't play with it.
Okay, right? Period.
So I don't know. But basically, she was talking about like little petty arguments and stuff they was having in college and like calling me, talking about these girls. And I'm just like,
girl, that's not my vibe.
Yeah. Like, it just seems so childish to me, even though she was still 21. Like, your environment is just different than my environment.
Facts.
Girl, I am clocking in.
Yes.
Okay. I am working a day job. Yes. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to sell DJ equipment. I got a whole bachelor degree in social work. Why am I trying to sell cables to Shaquille O'Neal?
Hey, yo.
Okay.
Life is crazy.
Life is insane.
We got a petty argument, bitch.
Yeah. So it really, that's why I'm like, it really depends on your mind space, because that 31-year-old might be just as fucking childish as a 25-year-old.
That is a great point. Some people be in their 30s and be acting like they in their fucking 20s.
Yeah, because.
And vice versa.
And a 21-year-old might have their shit together. So I really do think it is a mentality difference. But you can literally be in two different environments and it's not, it's two different worlds.
Yeah. I think you got to watch out for all the things that she just said. And then I just feel like sometimes it is, people don't want to admit it, but I do feel like people that date younger people think they can control them a little bit, or because they always, I'm looking out for you, I'm advising you, I went through that already, listen to what I'm saying. I feel like that's a little bit of like a, because I know I used to do that shit.
But even just
trying to control the bitch. Like, hey, bitch, all right.
But just, but think about it. Just to.
Listen to me. I know. Learn from my mistakes.
But outside of a relationship, think about just life, like trying to, let's say, my nephew, he's only 16, but you, even your brother, like, you try to tell him shit that you could tell he's fucking up in.
Yeah.
And you're trying to, like, tell him, like, bro, that's not going to work or whatever. So the controlling thing, like, yes, people do control you, but it is also, like,
I'm like, looking out for you.
But it can be controlling because sometimes, like, everybody, 90% of the time, you got to learn from your own experiences.
Hello?
So it do get weird. And it can look like being controlling.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just say.
Don't be settling, man.
Yeah, I never did a big age gap. And the one bitch I did date that was older, y'all, she ain't have shit. So she wasn't worth shit. I'm going to just keep it at that.
No, she ain't have shit.
She didn't. Bum.
All right, this next one. The sex is good, but the communication is trash.
Those be the most toxic relationships.
It do. It be tough when you get up in there. You get some good coochie. I don't even care what you got to say. What we got to talk
about? That's when y'all arguing and just the fuck. Sex. Yeah. All right,
y'all. That makeup sex stuff. Toxic. It's not cute.
Oh, you be I loving you.
I didn't mean it. I'm so sorry. It's not cute.
You're
y'all.
Mine. Yeah. It gets real toxic.
Oh, I used to love talking about, you know, oh, I want some makeup sex.
You ain't going nowhere. Y'all having the best sex. No.
I don't think. Is there ever a time when makeup sex is like, okay, this is cool.
I mean, makeup sex is good, but not in a toxic relationship because then y'all breaking up.
Right.
Like what? Like even that, I think, not to go off topic, but like I think in relationships under 21, like don't do that breakup. I need space. I need that. Like I've been in relationships where like we broke up 3 times. Why are we breaking up 3 times?
So you saying once y'all break up, it's a wrap? Don't spend the block?
I'm saying don't break up. Like, if you really want to be with this person, don't give yourself that 2 weeks.
To go out and find some coochie.
And when you really want to be with this person, because now y'all just open up the floodgates to add other people to...
I agree.
...to fuck it up. But as far as makeup, ain't nothing wrong with makeup sex. It's just when you say, like, y'all can't communicate, but, like...
Yeah.
Y'all breaking up to makeup type shit is never good, bruh.
I agree. And I'm at this big age, over 25. I know how old I am. But I think I take communication over sex.
Yeah.
At this age. And it only took me through going through shit to get there. Because, I was blinded by the pussy.
I hate
good Lord, I didn't give a fuck about nothing. Bitch can call my mama a bitch, probably. Coochie good, I'm staying. Ain't nobody ever called my mama. It's a scenario. No woman has ever called my mama a bitch. But I know some of y'all.
Yeah, people be disrespecting their moms.
Y'all be sticking beside y'all.
Crazy.
If a girl ever call your mama a bitch or her name, bro, you better deuce the fuck out of that girl.
Yo, for real. Like,
oh God, it's disrespectful.
Yeah.
Sex on the first date.
I never did it, so you can talk about it.
Damn, what she gonna just say? We'll make her think I had sex on the first day.
Hey, everybody know. Look, you studied.
How's everybody? Who's everybody? Why is the why? What? All right, this is what I'll say about sex on the first date. Sex on the first date, it can make shit very just tricky from the beginning because... Now it's just kind of like you're moving out for lust. Like, we didn't... Because on the first date, you only going to get to know a person so much. So now we only had, what? We went out for, what, 2 hours? Now we back home. We having sex on the third hour? You just...
Damn, bitch. I sure am.
If the date was like 10 to 12, we go to the crib. We fucking
Where'd
by one.
Where'd you take her?
Like dinner. All right, what? 8 to 10? Damn. All right, say the date was 8 to 10. We get home by 11. We drinking somewhere. We fucking by 12. But what I was...
If she was with a man, y'all, my friend would have had 5 kids by now. Shit, no. That been little Britney down the block, y'all.
Peeping on the
little Rugrats, little baby kids. Her kids' hair wouldn't be done.
No.
They had little dirty socks just running around.
My kids would, I ain't gonna say that, man. I got dark humor, y'all. I'm gonna say that'd be in a system somewhere.
Oh, hell nah, that's crazy.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just joking. That's crazy. No kids, I can't do this.
Keep fucking though. Keep fucking. That's what pissed me off. All right. Hey, sorry, I got distracted.
Sex on the first date. I've done it. You know, I just feel like it doesn't build a solid foundation. Like if you all right, so when you're dating a person, it depends on what your goal is with that person. Now, if you see that girl only as somebody who you feel like y'all just here to have a good time, then I could see why you wouldn't, you know, do that. But if you see a girl, it's like, yo, y'all been talking for a little minute, you know, you really want to get to know them, I wouldn't have sex on the first date.
The grown me would, this is the advice I would give. It's like, yes, the lust thing and everything, but yes, like something is dope. All right, we already established before, like, there's a difference between like just going on a date with somebody, not really interested or whatever, it's just fun, to like, yo, I think I kind of like her. Mm-hmm. Don't have sex with her, like, get to know her a little bit more. And the tension will build, like, the sexual tension will build. But also, like, we said before, like, yo, you think, like, you're good at sex, but this person might just like something else or not like something that you usually be fucking it up with, right? Yep. But you wouldn't know that.
Because you ain't take the time to get to know them.
Where, like, if you actually get to know them, like, yo, what turns you on?
Right.
And, bro, it could be something you don't even imagine.
That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's dope.
And now, oh, my bad, go ahead.
Go ahead, you little.
Now, I was just about to say, I can only imagine how many times I thought I was killing some shit and the girl did not like it.
It just don't work for everybody. Like, yeah. And if we always talk about the ear thing, but like, if somebody you dated loved their ears lit, you're going to the next person thinking you fucking it up and they might not like that.
Now you wonder why they ain't texting you back, because you licked their ear without asking them if they even like their ear lit.
And they texting their friend like, bitch, she did the thing I hate the most. And
ooh, that's a good point,
you just don't know. But I do think, like, first of all, the tension will build. And I personally think, like, sex is maybe even more mental than physical. You know what I'm saying? So now if you really desiring this person, it gotta be better, bro.
Yeah.
It gotta be better. So.
And some people be worried about, like, okay, what if we wait too long and then I don't like the sex, now I don't like the person?
Well... that could
you gotta pick your battle.
Yeah,
cause that's tough. Cause the one time when I did take it slow and I had sex with the person and it was whack, I was really disappointed.
Alright, is it whack to the extent that, like, you can't tell them what you like?
Oh, at that time, I was scared to tell people stuff like that. Because that's a tough conversation. Like,
it is.
Oh, that's a tough conversation. I can do it now, but, like, back then, I didn't even care to have it because I'm just on to the next. You figure it out. I don't know.
Especially the ones that acting confident. Like, girl, you think you're killing it.
Oh, my goodness. Like, how do I tell you that this is not it? You thought you was going good.
But let's not get fucked up. Like, I'm not saying wait
mad long.
I'm saying, like, bro, like, even a month. Like,
whoa, that is mad long.
A month? I hate you, bro.
A month?
Yo, so, like, let's say you had sex with him and it's bad.
Rent new again? We ain't fuck it.
Let's say the sex wasn't good, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, yo, we enjoyed each other's company. This was a cool time. It wasn't like a waste of time. Now, like, waiting 6 months, a year, that's a waste of time if the sex
a
not
a month.
Good. I'll tell y'all one thing. Like, I always say, the one girl that, like, bit me down there, she was so beautiful to me before that. After that, girl, not attractive at all.
How long did y'all wait?
Well, it's like we was talking, like, off and on, but I was, like, I was in college and shit, so, like, when I would come back home. So, I'll probably say it was probably, like, 2 months.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But like I said, I really ain't even want to, like, do nothing with her. So that's why I just let her do me. And right when she bit my shit, I was out of there. I don't think
out of there.
I don't think I ever chilled with her after that. That's crazy. I wonder how I ended that. Like,
I would have changed my number.
I ain't changed my number for like 20 years.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, if you get locked up, you know who to call. I ain't changed my number for 20 years. That's true. I had my number since high school. Like, I was like 15 years old.
Yeah, you got, somebody that changed their number too often, like.
I don't trust people who do that. Because why, you ain't got nobody that's going to call you or nothing. Like, that just gives me, you ain't got nothing going on. I'm sorry, y'all.
Or you in some toxic stalked. Shit.
Yeah, a lot of people be being stalked.
Yeah, stalked is a real thing. I mean, not everybody changed their numbers.
Don't listen to us. We just.
No. Some people that change their number all the time be in some shit.
Oh, no, I was talking about when I said ain't got nothing going on.
Oh. I hate you.
I just feel like we might have an important phone call. Why you keep changing your number?
Yeah.
Oh, this, I want to share this story here because I didn't tell it here. I told it on Royalty's stream.
Yeah.
Craziest thing I ever did that I don't recommend to do on the first date or the first time you meet a person in person. Okay, this girl.
The buildup is crazy.
I'm trying to get my words together. This girl, y'all, I was texting her maybe like a week, was waiting for the weekend to come so we can link up, you feel me? Linked up, had the Casamigos. Next thing you know, we were spitting in each other's mouth.
That's crazy.
And I think about this often because I did not really know her like that. Know her my chart. I didn't know anything. We were spitting in each other's mouth. Like, the spit was, like, hanging. Like,
bruh.
Yeah. Don't do that. Okay? Don't be. Not on the first link up. And if you ain't.
That's even crazy.
I don't know what made me do that. I think about that all the time.
Y'all two in the house?
No.
It was other people.
I was at my friend's house who was having, like, a little kickback.
So you just being a freak.
I don't know why I was doing that,
and
bro.
Did y'all fuck that night? Y'all had to have.
I actually think we didn't. We didn't have sex until a long time, actually. And the sex was whack. Ugh. No, sorry. The spit in the mouth was just a spit in the mouth. I don't know. I think we was like talking shit to her. Like, yeah, I like, you ain't gonna spit in my mouth, though. I don't know. I used to be doing weird, like, toxic shit, like. No, it was not during sex. This was like at a house party, music on. My friends sitting right there. They turn around like, whoa, I thought you just met her. I'm like, I did. Don't do it. I think about that often as a moment where I got speared. Because I could. Could you catch something from spit?
I just think, gingivitis. Did I say that right, y'all?
Yeah, gingivitis.
Yeah, bitch.
That's not contagious, is it?
Bitch.
Nobody want to find
out. What? I hate you.
Don't do that, y'all. Take y'all time.
Because
we hornballs as lesbians.
Yo, and speaking on that, so, like, my advice for, like, to studs under 25, I would say, and I'm real introvert, y'all. Like, I'm real private. So, like, I didn't get, like, regular yearly checkups and stuff. Like,
I didn't, yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think, like, as a stud, since I wasn't having sex, it wasn't really forced on me. You know what I mean? To just get checkups, get tested and all that. And, like, I'm like, I'm a virgin. Like, I don't want nobody sticking nothing inside me.
Right.
Like, I was really thinking like that. But I would highly suggest that, like, y'all get y'all yearly checkups, too.
That's a good one.
And also, like, do check people's mod charts. Like, I was at 25, I'm sorry. Like, under 25, I was not asking for that.
I was not asking.
And, everything ain't, like, first of all, half the time you're not seeing the pussy in daylight. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's keep it 100. Like,
this
it's not like, if, obviously, if somebody got a smell or something, like, something would be wrong. I hate you. But, like, outside of that, like, you would, if there was a little bump on the side, you wouldn't know. You know what I'm saying? So, like, take that shit serious because you could be stuck with something forever with a bitch that you was just spitting in her mouth.
Right.
Don't know her last name.
Don't do it, y'all.
You know what I'm saying? And, like I was saying to my studs, like, go get checked up, man.
Yeah, that's a good
one. For those, most people, if you're on your parents' insurance, you can be on their insurance up to 25. So I was on my mom's insurance up to 25. And after 25, I'm on my own. Yeah. And I don't feel like I had insurance for a long time. You know what I'm saying? So, like, get all that shit taken care of, especially if you're on your parents' insurance.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
I like that a lot because, yeah, I definitely didn't get a pap smear for a long time.
Girl.
I was like, that's going to hurt, but you need to get
And then, pap smear. Like, I think people instill fear in you because it don't hurt that bad.
It don't hurt that damn bad.
I was thinking I'm about to be
That's so true. People hyped it like it was like so excruciating, like unbearable. And I went and I'm like, oh, this shit, I mean, it hurt, but it's not like unbearable. Like
Or super, that shit could be like 30 too. Seconds. Yeah,
y'all be hyping that stuff, man. I'm getting coochie checked out.
And speaking on that, like, well, usually under like 30 or probably 40, they don't do mammograms, but I just had a mammogram because my sister had breast cancer. But so they did me younger. So usually they don't do that. Yeah. But like even mammograms was hyped up to be like it hurts so bad. And I'm not gonna lie, they press your boob down. And I'm not gonna lie, when you got smaller boobs, it hurts even more because when a bitch had a breast reduction, it's because like, all right, so if you got a big ass boob, right, and you're like going to get a mammogram, they kind of just pinch it on a thing, right?
They pinch your titty?
Well, not pinch, like pinch, but like they compress it.
Okay.
What? Yeah, they compress it, but it's like, they're like, they compress it, take a picture. They're like, hold your breath. They take a few pictures, different angles and stuff. But when you got smaller breasts, like you gotta press, you gotta press up on there more. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna just say, it don't hurt that bad. Like you need to just get that shit done because you could prevent dying for real. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And we like, I just so much stuff we instill fear in about like health and stuff. We're like, no, prevent that or catch it early.
Yeah.
It's crazy because my friend Suzanne,
I've been seeing her.
When I had a breast reduction, we was talking because she was like, I want one so bad because the bitch had big ass titties all her life. Because we was in boarding school together. We lived together.
Yeah.
So I'm like, go get it. And then come to find out, she got diagnosed with breast cancer and she's fighting it. She's beating it.
She found out.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. So like the whole time we talking about getting this breast reduction.
Yeah.
And then that's how she got diagnosed. So hopefully maybe like next year or around October or something, we could bring her in or something and talk about like even that. But just like,
that's
don't
crazy.
Let this shit scare y'all and let's take care of our body. And being young as well, like we need to definitely do that.
Yeah, especially if you're out there being freaky, geeky, and humping on everything like I was, bro. Take care of yourself. Get your checkups.
Especially.
Because lesbians, we be.
And not even to be on no nasty shit, but like lesbians be scissoring. Everybody's balance don't go together.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? So like being with somebody can throw off your pH balance.
Yes.
You know what I mean? If y'all rubbing coochies. I'm not gonna lie to you. So like even just something like that. And if you a stud, you like maybe you don't want to go in and get that checked out. You know what I'm saying? But it's a real thing. Yeah. Facts.
And watch out for bed bugs too. I forgot about bed bugs. Bitches be having
because you be fucking with dirty bitches, yo.
You ain't gotta be dirty to have bad bugs.
All right, but I'm just saying the black feet.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, man.
The gingivitis.
Yeah, I'm a down to earth person. What can I say? I'm not shallow.
I'm weak.
I see. Look, they go. I see what's inside. I don't see external. I see.
You ain't
internal.
See what was inside.
Some people with
them
black
sheets.
Feet.
You ain't see them bed bugs, bitch.
Are we? All right. Last one. Cause I feel like this is a common one, okay? When she look good, she got the talk, she got the vibe, but she's homeless.
Oh, bitch!
Cause I done been through this.
All right, what type of homeless? Like, you live with your parents homeless?
Like, that girl couch to couch. Like, she be staying with a bunch of her friends. She just kind of couch hopping.
I'm gonna tell y'all one thing I learned. This is a real advice. It's not a fucking coincidence. Don't think this is her.
Like what?
Like, don't think this is her first time. She just lost her apartment or whatever.
Oh, okay.
She's just staying at her friend's house for a week. Y'all, 90% of the time, this is not the first time. And you're about to be the next victim.
You probably are. I wouldn't recommend it at all. I did that at 19, and the girl stayed with me till I was about 25. I literally moved her from Cincinnati to Atlanta. It was terrible, y'all. But I think you should find a girl. If she is in that situation, tell her, like, hey, maybe this ain't, you know, for me right now. Maybe you should go get your stuff together. Because I feel like if you homeless, I don't even feel like you should be dating. I feel like you got other fish to fry, like, getting your life together. But I would not get caught up in that thing. And the thing is, like, when you got a good heart and maybe you got an apartment by yourself, you're like, oh, I live by myself. You can come stay with me, you feel me? And depending on where you live at, sometimes you can't put them motherfuckers out. Like, in Georgia, if somebody move their belongings into your spot, whether they're on a lease or not, you cannot put them out without going down to the court system, courthouse, and putting in an eviction. They literally have the right to stay in your crib.
And
trust me,
I'd
have been through that.
And you're never going to think at the time you're moving them in, she would leave if I asked her to.
No.
Like, you wouldn't think like she would refuse to leave.
They be refusing to leave, bruh. Especially say if she been there for a minute, like maybe she didn't pay the bill or two. Now she feel like that's her apartment because I done paid some bills in this motherfucker. Yeah. It's like, girl, you paid a light bill. You pay a $30 light bill. I've been paying the rent. It's $50. What you mean you be paying bills in here, bitch? You got the lease.
She got that EBT mail coming to your house.
Oh, they get that mail to their house. It's a wrap. You ain't putting their ass out. Don't do it.
But also, like, there's just so many reasons why. Like, first of all, like you said, like, if you don't got your shit together, maybe this ain't it. Don't get it fucked up. Anytime you're dating somebody in the beginning, unless it's bad, like it feels great. They're going to come in with the mindset like, let me do everything I gotta do
right,
to make
cleaning up.
Yeah,
your house,
so you like, oh,
you.
This is perfect.
I love when you're here.
You don't know this person
you
yet.
Don't.
And I just think even advice is like, don't do the U-Haul shit.
Yes,
I'm sorry,
don't do
y'all.
It. Cause I know we be saying that a lot, like U-Haul lesbian. It's real. And I don't know why we be so quick. Why do you
well,
think
you
that
know,
we do that?
You know what's crazy? I think also it kind of changed why people do it, right? So,
yeah.
Like, let's say I was talking to you and my lease is up in 2 months. Damn, we could fucking split this $2,000 rent, $1,000 each.
That's so true. That's how it be.
And they'd be like, oh, this would be great. I'm going to stack up. Are you with it? And
that's what me and Brandy did.
Yeah, and they're
I ain't
like,
gonna lie.
Yeah, but y'all was together for
we was talking from November, and then she moved in like June.
Yeah, that's a decent time.
Decent, okay, cool.
I mean,
I'm saved for once.
Yeah, like
thank you.
Yeah, yeah, but like 2-3 months, it do happen because it's convenient. But y'all, I'm telling you, you might pay the price in the end,
and it
might not be a financial price.
Yeah.
Okay, it might be your sanity.
Your fucking peace, because your house is your peace.
You know what I'm saying? And it's cool to have your space until y'all learn each other.
Yes.
And, you know, I could say me and my wife didn't move into like a year and a half after.
Yeah, I think that's a myth too. Like, lesbians think that like you can't be together without living together.
Yeah.
That's cap, bro. You can definitely live separately and date somebody and y'all be perfectly fine.
Yeah, and when we moved in together, it was the transition, boy, because my
to
little
shit.
OCD baby, I could not deal with it, all right? Putting shit in places it don't belong and wanting to pink everything. Girl!
Bedazzled.
Yeah, bedazzled. But we figured it out.
Yeah.
We compromised. But I just highly suggest, like, build y'all bond everything.
I agree, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you jump. And another thing I realized is, like, sometimes
girls.
When you do the U-Haul stuff, we just literally made a 3-month relationship feel like a 2-year relationship.
Literally.
But we're not there yet.
Yep.
So, like, we skipped all the steps, and now we didn't build the foundation.
Ain't got no foundation.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, it seemed fun, it seemed great, but now we realize the structure is falling apart because we really ain't get to know each other like that.
When that honeymoon stage is gone.
It's gone, baby.
Oh, that's when you really be like, oh, I don't even like you for real like that. You ain't even my type for real.
Why are you slurping the milk when you eat cereal?
By now, they didn't got a whole side of your closet. They didn't got a whole side of your dresser. 3 drawers in that thing. Take it easy. Hey, I'm trying to tell y'all, we've been there, done that.
I feel like we could do a whole other episode on
no,
advice,
for real.
But
because I got more advice for y'all.
All right, y'all, we about to get into the horror story hotline. You know where you know, our viewers call in and let us know a horror dating experience they have. If you have one, you can call in, call the number below, leave a voice message. We want to know what y'all been through, because we've been through some shit and we've been airing out our business for y'all. So it's y'all time to give us some tea too.
Please, because we can't be the only ones keeping it 100 up here. Y'all got to keep stressed. It 100 with us. And thank you, everybody that's been submitting, because y'all's story has been crazy. Y'all just get into it.
Okay, I don't know how long this is supposed to be, but if you know, you know. Like, views can get really long. But I want to share my horror story. Now, this is wild, because I'm going to sit here, I'm going to take accountability. I was young and dumb and just doing whatever. Like, I need to draw the most back in to say, look here, sis, you're doing too much. You're doing a little too much. But you know how that goes when you meet somebody and you're feeling them. And it's like, okay, well, I'm going to help out. So, you know, I'm from the DMV area. And I met this girl, you know, nice looking little stud and everything like that. But she lived in Baltimore. So that's about a good 45 minutes hour drive. Okay, no biggie. But if you know, you know, Baltimore's pretty much like Chicago and Detroit done had a baby, and it's Baltimore.
She's not lying.
It's rough out there. So we try to stay clear.
She's anyway, not lying.
We go and meet up. She doesn't
Come
drive.
On, girl.
I drive. It was no biggie. No biggie at all that I drive. I don't mind. You know, I'll pick you up. You can be a little passenger princess or whatever. It's cool. So, you know, we're kicking it and everything like that. And to make a long story short, she says, you know, hey, you know, I'm just a little down. I'm like, you know, why? Why are you down? Because I have a sibling that's incarcerated. And back then, Uber and Lyft wasn't a thing. So I'm like, oh, no, I'm sorry. I hear that. Me being young and dumb, I done volunteered my services. Oh. Not just my services, my truck. Oh. Yes. I let her borrow my truck to go visit a sibling that was incarcerated. Mm. And, you know, I'm like, all right, I got you. You know, you can just go ahead, borrow my truck, just drop me off, and you can keep it to go and visit them and just, you know, bring it back. I don't mind. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Bitches don't
you know,
appreciate
I
shit.
Got you. Anything you ever need, I got your back or whatever. And I'm just like, cool. You know, it's all good. Just trying to do what I can to help out. So she returns the stuff. And I'm like, all right, you know, cool. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm like, all right. So that was it. But no, that wasn't it. Not at all. Yeah, next thing you know, I'm helping family members move. I'm taking family members to the grocery store.
Not to the grocery
like,
store.
When I tell you, doing too much, like, that's real.
Girl, you invented Uber.
Because I was just trying to help out, you know, just helping us out, you know. And then I'm like, all right, you know, I'm feeling her. I don't mind, you know, helping out. She don't have a car. You don't know anybody's circumstances. So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to help her out and lend her my truck.
That was her truck.
Every time I got a phone call, oh, yeah, can you help me with this? Oh, can you help me with that? Can you take so-and-so here? Can you take so-and-so there? I'm like, wait a minute now. Hold on now. I was just trying to be nice. I guess I was just a little too nice. Like, I have more
that
where that came from, but I just thought that one just really stood out to me.
Well,
because what the hell was I thinking? Lending out my truck. Lending out my car. We not in no relationship, no nothing. Just, you know, just talking.
I honestly and thought she said she would crash it or something.
You can have my truck. You can use my truck. No, don't do it. Run in the opposite direction.
Look, what did I say?
That's kind of this shit don't be
a coincidence.
It don't.
Don't think this is the first time she said because she ain't see her sibling. Since you was in her life, that was the first time she seen her sibling. Her sibling had life. That sibling been locked up for a decade.
Hey, what if she ain't even go see her sibling? What if she went to go see her ex?
Y'all know fucking Studs is riding around in your nice ass truck, volume loud, passing every block.
Bringing it back on E, then he put no gas in it. Disrespectful.
Y'all, it's not a coincidence. When you first meet somebody, if this something a little odd, like that first week or two or whatever, like, my mom just kicked me out or...
I don't want nobody to come with baggage.
My lights just went out.
Okay, you want a candle?
Okay.
I don't like them people
Will
be ASAP bringing all
that. Okay. Do you know that from Rent? All right, you probably don't know about Rent. Y'all know about Rent, the movie? Will you like? Okay. If you know, you know.
Random ass movies, but don't know
nothing. Rent is random?
Yeah, you ain't never seen nothing I was talking about.
Because you don't
seen Master of Disguise. She never
that
seen
that. Sounds stupid.
Rent is better than Master of Disguise.
Yo, have any of y'all watched Rent? It's a classic musical, and it highlights for the gay.
What's Beyonce Fitter?
Yes, it's a classic gay musical, and it highlights like the HIV AIDS epidemic.
Take my gay card away.
Yeah, it's gone. It's gone.
Damn, what can I do to get it back?
Yes, but it's not just gay people, but it showed how like AIDS affected everybody, and like, hello.
Oh wow!
Take the card if y'all ain't watch it. It's
I seen Philadelphia. I love that movie too. You seen Philadelphia?
Yes, but it's kind of like.
Can I get my gay card back? Is that I know you a little bit.
If y'all ain't watch Rent, go watch Rent. It is a musical, but it actually got a really dope story.
You know that's why I never seen it because it's a musical. I don't really like musicals. I'm sorry.
Bitch, you watched The Joker.
Oh, I hated the musical Joker. I hated that.
You
one.
Was in there singing along like
no,
you,
I was
you,
mad as
you
fuck.
Dressed up. You were
I was like, when he gonna kill somebody? You know, I'm like, when he gonna start what? Giving the people a run for their money and
what was he doing? He was
singing and shit. Lady Gaga singing. I'm like, what's going on?
I do not want to see the Joker singing.
That
first
one was
of all.
Wag. I was mad as hell. I'm getting hot thinking about that shit.
All right, anyway, wrap
Sorry,
it up.
Shorty.
Y'all.
Nothing ever be a coincidence from this lady's situation.
Hello.
The person come in with problems from the gate, from the start, needing your help. Y'all ain't even went on a date. I think she said she had just met her, and she already talking about she got to go see her people that's incarcerated. Hell no. Fuck no. Get the hell out of there, man.
Nah, that's a fact. And if you do have, if you're starting to date and you have issues, I think you shouldn't put that on the person you're dating.
I agree.
The newly person, like, Keep your light struggles to yourself, all
you know
right?
What I be mad about, though? What? Why nobody never give me their truck ASAP?
The way you drive, I know why.
I never got nobody car ASAP. I never had a girl pay for my rent, pay for my phone bill. I was trying to find me a sugar mama for the longest. I could never do it. How y'all be doing it?
I was about to say her number up there. We
good
give it to
now, that's where I don't know how people be getting girls like in that mode where like they just want to do for you. I could never. The girl that I bought here, she was from Cincinnati, Ohio. Oh, she like in Texas. She got a husband and she got kids, shit like that. Yeah.
And we're going to end on that, y'all.
H asked where the girl was at that I moved to Atlanta.
And now she's in Texas.
Living her best life. I love that for her. I have no problem with her. Hey.
Hey. No, she wasn't playing.
She was homeless.
Yeah, she was homeless. She paid for the bus ticket. She didn't even fly her out.
Hey, damn, did I get her a bus ticket?
I'm sure you did with a box tape, the silver tape.
That was a really crazy time. You met her, too.
I know who it is.
Okay.
All right, y'all. It's the No Homo Show.
Bye.
Whole lot of gay shit. Whole lot of gay. I like that.
Boss Brit, we certified, and DJ XL.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.